Hi, Nikki. Thanks so much for joining me tonight on Confessions of a CEO. How are you?
I am doing fabulous, darling. How are you?
I am doing great as well. Thanks so much for joining me on tonight. I really can't wait to let the guests hear all about your journey as an entrepreneur. But I want to first start with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm just like a regular old person that likes to travel, hang out with my family, and just relax. And, you know, and I like to meet people. I like to actually travel and meet people. So, you know, although I'm laid back and I'm a quiet and I would be considered a loner, I still like to get out and meet people.
Right. And I think it's key as entrepreneurs that, you know, we do that. That's how we build our brands. That's how we build our network and our basis for doing business. So I definitely love the fact that you said that, like, you like meeting people and doing things like that. So tell us a little bit about your business and how did you get started?
So Deja Vu Skin started with us, my family, my other half, and my kids. We tend to break out a lot using different things. So it's just like, how can we stop breaking out? We've tried everything from Dove to harsh ingredients, just all the stuff that they have in between. And we was like, we could just make some stuff. So we started experimenting and making it and using it on ourselves. And we noticed that we don't need all those harsh ingredients to have a great product. So we started with lotions, oils, sprays, and some soaps just to see how it would work for us. And it was just supposed to be for us. It was never intended to become like a business thing. It was just for us. I was being stingy. And then I would make stuff for other people. And he's like, are you charging them people for this? Because you got to go and buy this stuff to make these things. Are you charging them? And I'm like, huh? He's like, if you can, you can hear. Are you charging? I'm like, no, they kind of like this. He's like, I don't want to hear all that. If we're going to do this, then we're going to make this a business. And we're going to charge the people for the quality that we make for these things. And he's worse than I am. So he's very conceited. Very, very conceited. So he plays no games when it comes to products and all of these things. Like, worse than a woman on his product stuff. So it was just from there, we only started making women's stuff and then the men's stuff just so that, you know, it could be for men and women. Well, the kids, right. 10-year-old was like, well, mommy, I want my own stuff too. And she came up with some names, her and my niece, and they started naming things so we would make the butters for them. And for all of our products, they're all paraben-free, they're all vegan, and they have no chemicals. And you can pronounce everything in the ingredients. Everything can be pronounced. And all of our soaps have vitamins A, C, E, and K. So it's all natural. Nothing harsh in these, no alcohol, just all natural, good products. And something that your skin is going to love. You're going to notice the difference with your skin. And that was where our thing was. It's just like, what can we make ourselves look good? I'm about to be 42 soon. You wouldn't know it with these products I'm using. You wouldn't know that.
Right. Oh my God. Like, that's so amazing, Nikki, like that you saw, you know, a need for something and everything that was already out there was not good for you. It wasn't helping you. It wasn't any of that. And then for you to create something for your family to be able to use to get their skin healthy and then to grow that into a business, like, to me, that's just like super, super amazing. I love that. I really, really love that. And then what makes your product unique is that, you know, you're not using any of those harsh chemicals. I don't think we really read what's in what we put on our skin. Like, I think we just buy it and we don't read it.
You know why we don't read it? Because you look at that back label and you see like 27 different ingredients. You probably read like the first three or four. And right. You're like, oh, I like the way it smells. And that's all you go by. It doesn't matter that what's in there can be damaging to your skin. You have breakouts, patches, just skin tone. Just it, and people don't realize. And I get some pushback from people. It's like, oh, I could buy a set from you, but I can go to Bath and Body Works and I can buy a set and get a set free. I'm not Bath and Body Works. I'm Deja Vu.
Hello.
But what you're going to get with me is some quality, but you can go
right
and get that quantity and you can see how that works for you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I hate when people like, you know, compare in that sense, because, you know, you're not mass producing.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's made with, you know, this genuine care and love and passion for what you do. And it's a little bit more personal and intimate with what you do. So I hate when people compare stuff like that. Like, to me, it's like, it's not the same.
It's not. And it's unfortunate that the people that compare me are Black people a lot of times. And it's unfortunate. And I'm quick to let people know what it is. You don't have to purchase from me. You don't have to at all.
Right.
You don't have to purchase anything for me. You can complain about my prices all day long. They still are my prices.
And they're not going to.
No, not at all.
Because you pitch a fit.
It's not. So it's just like, oh, and it's not a haggling game. Sometimes when I vend, I have people that's like, oh, can I give you this? Nah, you can give me what is the price list right there. Do you go to Walmart and ask them, hey, can I give you this for that? No, you don't. Respect our hustle.
Yes. And I think that's what makes me mad sometimes too, when you're doing business, is I can't go to your job and ask for the hookup, nor would I want to. So why are you doing that to me?
Because they believe in a big brand versus a small brand.
Right. And I think
it is. A big brand cares nothing about you. They care about their money. A small brand actually cares about what you're putting on your skin to make sure you still keep your melanin popping. How are you going to keep it popping if you're using all these chemicals and you don't know why these things are happening and why are you having skin diseases and all kinds of other things going on with you? You don't know what's going on.
Exactly. That is so, so true. Oh my gosh, like, I'm loving this information and all of the things that, you know, you're providing. How long have you been in
business? We've only been in business for a year.
Really?
It baffles people all the time. It was like, yeah, so like 5 years. No, we've only been in business for a year. So yeah, in this little bit of time, a year and maybe a couple months, but it's legit only been a year.
That's awesome. So I think what I love most about it, besides the fact that it's paraben, chemical, all of that free, is that it's a family line. So tell me, why a family line and not just, say, a line for women?
We felt like, as a family, when you go to the store and you look for things, they're either going to, when you go in certain stores, it's going to be just women or just men. The kids get pushed out of the box automatically with a whole bunch of mess. And that is no good for them. So it was just like, what can we do to change that people's perception and have families think about, let's do self-care for everyone and not just for the men or just the women or just kids. It was just kids get the short end of the stick. Men get it, but kids get it worse.
They do. And I think too, like, when you think about it, I work, you know, for a grocery retailer. And I think about when I go to, like, say, the kids aisle, and I see the options, you know, say, for food. Girlfriend, it's all kind of options for organic food without gluten and food, you know, this, that, and the other. But I don't see anything that's paraben free for kids. I don't see anything that is like natural, good for kids as it pertains to like their body and their skin. So it's like, I think it's great that you tapped into that market because, like,
right,
you
said, kids, and my kids break out about easily. Like, it'll look like hives on them with some of the stuff that is in the store. So they have, I've had one customer, her daughter had eczema. She was skeptical about getting the body butter for the kid because we have the kids have a body butter. They have across the board, everybody has a luxury. We have body butter, body spray, milk baths, bath bombs, soaps. Like, everybody has a set to do self-care. So she was so afraid of it. She was like, yeah, my daughter has eczema. And I was like, I promise you, your daughter won't break out with this. Then my daughter says, I break out easily. She's 10. And this doesn't break me out because it doesn't have chemicals. She knows already that you have products that don't have chemicals because chemicals is what break you out. The little girl is in love with her bubble gum body butter.
And I think it instills in kids early on, number one, you're instilling, you know, that to me, that gift of entrepreneurship to your family and to your kids. But you're also, you know, creating this fact of you don't have to use what's in the market. You can create something on your own that is not going to break you out, that is not going to make you itch. And then I think even if it doesn't break you out, Nikki, think about the long-term effects of some of the stuff we use. Because, like, you got me thinking now, like, okay, I need to go on this website because I know that I may be using this skin cream. And, again, I got it because, you know, it was lightweight. It had this really nice fragrance. But in the long run, what is it doing to my skin? Like, I just turned 43. I may not look it, but how long before that skin cream affects the way that I do look.
And that's what we try to teach people. Sometimes it's hard because they're so used to going to a Target and a Walmart to get what they so-called get on sale, or because it's a brand name, oh, I only use Dove. Baby, you was using Ivory when you was growing up. Stop playing with me.
That's what I was finna say. Like, come
quit
on
playing, because everybody was come using on. Ivory. I know my mama them had us using Ivory. And Zestfully Clean out here.
Yes.
Please stop.
Yes.
Like, y'all, that's was Dove people.
Exactly.
Y'all became Dove people 3 years ago.
Right. Right. Let's keep it real, because, you know, honestly, I think back, like, when I was small, the soap that we would use, like, and you used that thing
completely gone.
It was like dissolved.
When it,
like,
broke up in pieces in your little washcloth.
Right. Right. So you out here paying, you know, like, I looked the other day at some body wash for Dove. And it was like $7.
Well, in Boston, like, if you get the pump one, that's $8. That's $8. So
that's Dove.
Now,
yeah,
you could use my moisturizing milk bath. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more, but it's going to last you a lot longer, and you're going to notice the difference. You don't have to use as much.
Right. And I think we miss that, and it makes me so mad. We miss that because a lot of the products that are made by hand, that are made with this love and care that you all put into it, they last longer because guess what?
It doesn't
take as much.
It doesn't. And I'm, even though we have our own skincare line, I support so many other brands. One of my favorite brands is, I love this queen. Her name is Rhonda from Soaps and Butters. When I tell you, she got this one cream that I have fallen in love with. I don't have it. It's called Black Woman. I wear it thing to death. And people mm-hmm. smell me and they be like, oh my goodness, what is that? I told her, I said, girl, you got me out here smooth, like a baby. So it's just like, did I compare it to my own body butter? Yeah, because I'm like, I need to make sure people feeling this kind of smooth too. So yes, though I support other women, I collaborate with other women, men, whoever it may be, it's like, I'm not out here worried about just us. I'm out here saying, hey, we can all help each other. How are we going to buy blocks if we're always in competition? I don't need to, I need to collaborate.
Exactly. And it's so funny you say that. Today I was a part of a very awesome event, and on one of the panels someone asked, you know, how do you deal with competition and comparison, you know, in business? And the way the question was worded, like, you shouldn't do that. But, you know, one of the panelists said, I think comparison is good to an extent, especially if it makes me level up, not down myself and say, oh, I need to have a line like Nikki's. No, it made you say, okay, if I'm feeling like this when I use Rhonda's stuff, I want people to feel like that exactly. when they use my stuff. I think that's a safe kind of way of comparison to have us right. level up in our business.
And it's like, there's nothing wrong with communicating with other businesses and like, okay, hey, have you run into this issue? I've run into, like, there was a point in time when I had my soaps, for instance. So our soaps are 6.6 ounce bars of soap. That's our signature. We don't do 4 ounces. And we don't do 4 ounces because we feel like 4 ounce bars go quick. So we're like, we're going to make a 6.6 ounce bar of soap. And I contacted Rhonda. I was like, Rhonda, you know, someone said to me today at an event that my soaps cost too much. She was like, wait a minute. She went on the website. She was like, no, they don't. That's a fine price. Don't let them try to fool you. Now, she sells soaps too.
Right.
But she, instead of her being like some, and there are some business people out there, some women, some men that feel like they can't help you, they can't give you advice or no feedback because that might interfere with what they got going on. And it's mm-hmm. like, seriously?
Yeah.
This is how we do. And then you wonder why other nationalities beat us out every single time, because they're collaborating and they're talking and they're helping each other while we're worrying about what the next person got and if they're gonna beat me. I don't care nothing about that.
Right. And we talked about that today too. And one of the things that, you know, we said was, you know, we have to learn how to be that change, like, and start collaborating more with each other, because we're missing out when other people can work together, do business together, build businesses. I mean, they're building
very
communities
much so.
Together. Like, what are we doing? We missing
very
out.
Much so. And it's always a competition versus I want to help you build. Let's learn together.
Right. Exactly. Because I don't know everything. And I need to learn from someone. I need to be able to tap into someone else who may know more than me. Like one of the panelists there said, you have to learn how to stay in your own lane. I don't know anything about skincare other than I know how to put my makeup on and take it off. And I may not even be doing that right. But you're an expert at it. You've taken time to learn your craft. You've got a skill. We won't take time to tap into those people because, I don't know, like you said, competition. We feel like we need to fight for a piece of it. No, we don't. I don't care how many other skincare lines there are. There's something
right.
unique about yours. And that's what.
And that's the thing. It's like, I'm a family line. Everybody isn't a family line. Some people right. only cater to, like, he takes the men's line so serious that men, we have a cologne spray for men. No alcohol in any of this stuff, but sprays. The men got an oil. Men have massage candles too. So everybody, yeah. When I say he, men have lip scrub. Just because he was like, yeah, there are some guys that use their woman's stuff and be like, yeah, I'm gonna just use her stuff. It was like, but being the conceited man that he is, he like to have his own stuff too. So he makes sure that this is what the men need to have also. Oh, the men need this. Oh, the men need that also. We don't mind using your soap, so we need something that smells like us that we can wear and that we know is for us, but it's still good for you. So it's still teaching men, some men that don't, that is say, I'll just use my woman's stuff, is teaching you now I can go out and get my own stuff and it'd be quality just like yours.
Right. I think that's so true. And I love the fact that your husband is sewing into men. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, brands forget about the men. Like, we don't want our men looking rough.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Together. No, ma'am.
So I love that he did that and that he takes great care and pride in that.
He definitely does that. I mean, he uses the mud mask. He uses the scrubs, the body scrub. Like, he wants to make sure that men know that they're important also. And because I want him to smell good and look good and feel good, and I want him to make sure he's taking care of himself, it's like, self-care is very, very important. And a lot of times the younger generation don't realize how important it is because they weren't taught. Or they think that what they see on TV is what's good for them, and everything that they're using on TV ain't what you need to be using. Everything that you read in these, and I love my Black authors. I love to read about. I read the good stuff. I read the bad stuff. I read the, you know, all of that that in between, whatever it may be. And the majority of those books that I read by Black authors, a man or a woman is putting on something from Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, some type of one of them stores. And it's just like, yo, bad entrepreneurs out here with Black products that you can promote them instead of promoting them over there.
Right.
Exactly. And I get it's not intentionally done. I get that it's just like, I'm just writing my book and I'm going by what people already know. Introduce people to something new, because as an author, they might have not have known you, but they know you because of the good books that you write. Introduce someone else.
Right.
And that's how you buy blocks. That's how you keep it together. That's how you support each other. And it doesn't always have to be a money thing.
Right. Right. Oh, I love it. I love these nuggets, girlfriend. Like, you are dropping them. I love it. So, wife, mom, entrepreneur, talk to us about how do you balance work, entrepreneurship, and family?
So, because I still work a 9-to-5, I'm so private, but I'm gonna throw this out there, and I'm gonna let people know that I recently was rushed to the ER for a very, very high blood pressure. It's 230 over 116.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I went to work that day. I wasn't feeling good. And my boss said to me, she's like, you look really flushed. I was like, I'm fine. She was like, no, you really don't look like yourself. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. She was like, well, can I just take your blood pressure and make sure you're straight? I'm like, yeah, because in my head, I was like, I'm fine. I might be a little bit tired. I stay up late. That's what she was like, your blood pressure is so high that we have to call the ambulance for you and take you to the ER. I was like, no, you don't have to do that, because I'm going to go ahead and leave and I'll go to the doctor. In my head, I wasn't going to go. I was going to go to the house. Y'all want me to leave? I'll leave. And the nurse came and she was like, no, you're not leaving. You're going in an ambulance. I don't remember getting in the ambulance. I remember going downstairs, but I didn't even remember being in the ambulance or being in the ICU.
Wow.
So me being in the ICU, me not knowing that my blood pressure was so high and my stress, I was so stressed completely out that I made my own self sick by not taking care of myself. So yeah, I promote self-care 100%, but I felt like a hypocrite laying in the hospital. Like, how am I promoting self-care when I'm laying up in the hospital? Because emotionally, I might have been taking care of myself. Physically, I wasn't taking care of myself.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
looking at me, you would think I was okay, but I wasn't. I scared not only my family, everyone around me, but I scared myself because I'm like, this can't happen. I got things to do. So it made me think like, and I got put out of work for 2 months. Just because my doctor didn't want me to go back. And I reflected on a lot of things. It took me through a lot of different stages. Like, I was angry because I was like, Lord, I gotta go to work. These people playing with me.
Right, playing with my money.
Angry. Then I got into a depressive mode where I got somewhat depressed, but he wasn't trying to hear that. He was like, we're not gonna just sit here and let you fester in this. Packed up.
Right.
We went on a trip to Cali. I never felt so relaxed and just okay in such a long time that I didn't know what it felt like until that trip. And it's like, right. I know I need to get back right. And I need to take care of myself and I need to make sure that I'm healthy for my kids. I need to make sure that I'm healthy for me. And I need to make sure that I'm healthy in order to keep this brand going.
Right.
I balance right. it all by, I depend on him, I depend on me, but I have to know that I don't have to do it alone. There are people out there.
Right.
And God didn't bring me this far to just leave me. But I needed a wake-up call because I wasn't listening. I was doing what I wanted to do. Yeah, I believe in God, but I was like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And God was like, no, stop. You're doing too much. You ain't listening.
Right. Yeah, we so hard-headed, sis. Like, we really are very hard-headed.
Very much so. Very, very much so. I take, and I have to take full responsibility of that because I didn't realize I was doing more. And I let a job dictate how stressed I got. Not my passion for my brand. I let a job and I let people at that job. And I let it just build up. And then I thought because I got a promotion and I moved over and I didn't have to deal with those people no more. It had followed mm-hmm. me over there because I never took care of it from the beginning.
Right.
So instead of letting go, I held it. And it just, all it did was just create something in me that I didn't need, some negativities, just a whole bunch of negative vibes. And now it's just like, I don't have the time for the vibe. If your vibe ain't right, I'm not rocking with you.
Yes, ma'am. It's time to start protecting our peace and our space a little bit better than
and
what
it's,
we do.
It's sad because him, he, if he don't, he's so outspoken. It's just like, if he don't want to talk to you, sometimes I tell him, I'm like, you're like the coldest individual I know. He's like, no, I'm cold to people that don't respect me, that don't respect my space, that don't respect how I move. And I'm like, dang, all this time he been dropping jewels on me, but I just was like, oh, he's just, sometimes he don't know how to act. He's like, it's just like, but it was like, no, he's protecting his peace and he's not gonna let anyone interfere with that. And sometimes I did by letting the negativity get to me and you know, the old me that would be like jump at you in a heartbeat, flip a table type person. Now it's like, I can't do all that no more. I can't let that dictate how I move or how I live my life.
You either with me. Ain't no in between right, anymore. Right. It's just like,
right.
You either with me or you're not.
When I tell you, I learned that kind of the hard way. So I had a similar story. I was working for the Kroger company. Really like loving it, vibing, moving. Like, girl, I was doing it. Well, I got to a point where I no longer liked my job. Their values and stuff no longer lined up with me. And I was miserable going to work every single day. I was literally stressing myself out to the point where I was sick too. My blood pressure was sky high, headaches every day. My doctor was actually about to put me on LOA. And so I was talking with a good friend, and she was like, look, I'm tired of you complaining about this job every day. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Are you going to stay there and like kill yourself? Or are you going to do something different? So that was like one thing she kind of sold into me. But then it was another thing of this company cares nothing about me. I'm telling them that I'm sick. I'm telling them that I'm not feeling well. I want to step down. I want to do something different. This is too much.
Right.
And they didn't care. They didn't care at all. Girl, they were so bad to the point where I think I just like shared something about, you know, you have to take care of yourself because if you don't and you die, your job is just going to fill your position. I got called into the office because I shared that on my social media and somebody saw that and reported that. Like, so ridiculous. So for me, that was the last straw. That was the final straw for me. I was like, yeah, girl, you got to get out of here. Like,
but it's, you got to go. And the thing is, they know it's true.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, right. I never want to be, when I've had people ask me like, oh, would you, if they offered you, I said, let me explain something to you. I never did this for money. I did this because, as you said, right. I saw a need and we wanted to fulfill that need. But it wasn't about like, oh, a get rich scheme. It was none of that. It was just about, this is what we enjoy doing. This is what we're about. And it's, some people get into business and want to become entrepreneurs for all the wrong reasons. And it's like, oh, this didn't work, so I'm going to try this. Oh, this didn't work, I'm going to try this. I ain't going to try nothing. And when people say you got to have multiple streams of income, I be looking at, now how can I get somebody to sell my stuff like I'm Avon? So yeah. Mine is strictly about my brand. I can't. It's my passion, and I can't focus on nothing else because nothing else it hits for me. So it's like, I could be the next Avon. Y'all trying to sell this Deja Vu Skin stuff? Listen, baby. I'm going to help you out. Like, so we look for things. We incorporate new things. We look for things that are that people are always looking for. He came up with hair oils for, he got a wave butter cream, curl and wave butter cream for men and women and kids. He got oils for the hair, oils for the face. We just did a 7 blend oil that is going to be introduced soon, I think on Sunday when we do an event on Sunday. But it's like, we're always looking for ways that we could make the company bigger and better.
Right. And I love that. And then, you know, back to the whole thing about balance. I talk about balance and I have a totally different outtake on balance than most people. I feel like balance for different people means different things, and balance is different every single day for me. That's, I can only speak for myself. Balance is different for me. So some days I'm a really good mom and I make sure Kenesi and Kaylin have everything that they need. Not that they lack, but you know, I do everything that's needed for them. Some days I'm a really good entrepreneur and all of my businesses get taken really good care of. And some days I'm a really great employee. I go to work, I'm focused, and then, you know, it's all about them. But it's just different every single day for me. But I start my day with God. So however he leads and directs me is how my day pretty much goes. Not that I don't plan, Not that I don't have lists and tasks of things that I have to do, but I no longer beat myself up about not doing enough or not doing what somebody may want me to do. I just kind of make sure I'm doing the right thing.
I totally agree with you. I believe balance is different every day because you know what you expect out of the day. You know what you want to do. You know where God is leading you, but you also know there's going to be things thrown in that throughout that day that you got to just balance out and make work. So even though I try to, people on the outside looking in, people think I'm cool as it comes. I'm a walking firecracker because I am not cool as it comes. I have an assistant. Like, I had to legit like start delegating some other things. I have an assistant and she'll tell you, I love Mishka, I love her to death, but she fire me all the time and then be like, oh, but can you go and do this for me? And she was like, you just fire me. I was like, I fire you every day. What is wrong with you? It doesn't matter that I fire you every day. I can fire you every minute. You still work for me. But it's like,
that is hilarious.
She go to human resource and human resource is him, so it ain't even no point in going to HR. That ain't even gonna help you. And it's like, though I beat myself up sometimes about what needs, she'd be like, Nikki, you are doing good, you popping, girl. And I'm like, sometimes I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I feel lost. Like, am I doing the right thing? This is how I feel. Like, this feels like the right thing to me. So I'm just going to do it. And I'll say to him, he was like, for him, it bothers me that it doesn't seem like nothing doesn't bother him. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Do you? Like, I don't understand. He was like, what are you getting upset for? Just do it. And I'm like,
right.
Just go downstairs, because I don't know what you, I don't know what's wrong with you. I do. I tend to beat myself up, and I'm normally not a person that takes things personal, but I witnessed this for myself at a vending event where I, for the first time, took something personal, and it was like, you know, when you're vending, you're like, you're happy to network, happy to meet other vendors, you're just super happy. Right. I did this one event, and the girl that I did the event for, I love her because she gave us our first vending event. And so anytime she calls me, I'd be like, yeah, you know what, we there. We at this one event, right. And this one female, she was Black. And I, when she came past my table, at first I thought she was a customer. I didn't know she was a vendor. And I said, hi, how you doing? You know, we're a skincare family. We have body products for men, women, and kids. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, would you like a car? She was like, no, I'm all set. I said, oh, okay.
Okay, then.
Mind you, I didn't listen to my soft trap before I did this vending event. I just went. So then I was like, okay, that was one. Then throughout the event, there was another amazing woman there that makes all of this jewelry, and she does laser cuts with these different acrylics and just all kind, just amazing. And like, I was talking to her, and she also taught sewing. The same female, she was in the vicinity, and she said something about lashes. So I was like, oh, do you do lashes? And she turned around, looked at the other girl, was like, yeah. So I was thinking about it. And I'm like, did she just ignore me? Okay. God. That was two. The last stint for me was, she said, oh, I'm in the Marketplace in Macy's in Atlanta. I was like, oh my goodness, congratulations. Because me not knowing what the Marketplace is, me not knowing that you got to pay to be in the Marketplace. I'm not paying nobody to be nowhere. You're going to pay me for my stuff. I said, congratulations. Right. That is awesome. You know, whatever. I'm from Georgia. Boom. Right. She ignored me again. I said, That's three. Mm-mm-mm. Let me go on back to my vending table, because the other Nikki that don't always got the sense to not cuss you out was getting ready to cuss you out. So let me go on back over here. Because you disrespectful.
Right.
And it bothered me. It bothered me. So I told the girl, I said, it bothered me. She was like, Nikki, nothing ever bothers you. Why did it? I said, it bothered me because she's a black female and I'm complimenting her. And she dismissed mm-hmm. me. And I didn't like that. And I don't know why she dismissed me. And then I find out later on at the end of the event, it was because people were asking for my brand. And she was only there because she was selling out this little bit of stock that she has that she wasn't putting in the marketplace. So you really wasn't there to be a networker or to be an entrepreneur or to come and really focus on who you could meet with, who you could brand. You don't know who you can build with. She wasn't interested in that. We were beneath exactly. her. So you go ahead, sweetie, and pay that $3,000 and $6,000 every couple of months to be in the marketplace.
Why do we care so much about these big name brands
at all? Now, if you gotta pay to be somewhere, like, it's different if somebody's wholesaling or you're renting a spot. But right. you're paying to be in Macy's marketplace when Diddy, J-Lo, all Rihanna, the list goes on and on and on, are getting paid to be in that same place. But because who right. they are, they can get paid. But because who you are, you got to pay us. You're not important enough.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I'm Deja Vu Skin is way more important than Macy's. Y'all might be big brand, even though y'all closing down everywhere. Y'all might be big brand, but y'all are not quality. So quantity is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Quality does.
Exactly. Like I said, they mass produce.
Only mass production happening over here in this basement and in the lab is how much we can churn out at a little bit of time.
Exactly.
I like where we are. Yes, I want to be bigger, but I want to be bigger so that people understand that self-care is important. Taking care of your skin is important because believe it or not, way back in the days, they took care of their skin. They cared about how they looked. They didn't just use anything on themselves.
Exactly.
Nowadays, it's like all they got to do is show something with a cute girl and she got this on, and that's what it works.
Exactly. Oh, I'm just loving it, girl, and I love the family line. I love that it encompasses your family. So I'm about to get in your business just a little bit, just a tad bit. How hard is it to work with your husband and y'all be partners? I mean, you're already partners in life, but now to be partners of this empire, this
business. He work my last nerve sometimes, and I probably work his too. But he definitely works my he has excellent ideas. He has, so a lot of times people see mostly me and don't always see him, so they just assume like, oh, it's her. And he was like, that was my idea. But see, they think because they taking a picture with you, it was your idea. It wasn't your idea. So, he names, like, I might not like some of the names of the stuff that he's like for instance, there is some products that we have on the men's line called Butt Naked.
Ew.
And Butt Naked has a massage candle. It has a soap. It has a body butter. It has a cologne spray. It even has an oil. And it smells so good. And people say, well, what does it smell like? I can't explain it. It just smells good. And smelling it Right. Not even better. So yeah, I don't always we don't always agree at all. We don't agree. Some products haven't even come out yet because we'll argue over the name. Like, nope, I don't like that. No, that's not gonna work. I'm like, yeah, well, no, it's not. So we're not using it.
Right.
I get mad and be like, well, I'm going upstairs. He don't say nothing. He don't pay me no attention when I go up them stairs. He will come up the stairs and act like we wasn't just arguing downstairs about them products. And try to talk to me. In my head, I'm like, he's just arguing. I'm not done being mad yet.
Right, right.
But it's challenging sometimes. But I mean, would I ever want to trade my partner in business for anyone else? No.
That is so awesome. I love
he
that.
Has a hustle man mentality, and he didn't grow up the best lifestyle. He, you know, drug dealing, all of that stuff was involved. So when he says stuff, I listen, because he has a different, he has that street knowledge and he has that business mind. So it's like, it's a good right. thing, because I might get sidetracked and be like, oh no. He'd be like, nah, we're not doing that. That person is shady. We're not working with them. So no. So.
Right. And it's good to have.
It is.
You know,
and as women, it's good to have the insight, because we all know that people sometimes take advantage of women in certain situations, especially when right. it comes to business. So normally when they say, they'll be speaking to me, and so when we come, when it's a business meeting, and then they're like, wait a minute, who's he? They know there's a he, but mm-hmm. they always assume that just because they speak to myself or my assistant, that it's just going to be me, us two women, and we're going to get over on it. Then we bring him, and it's like, now you're nervous. Why are you nervous? Don't be nervous.
Right.
Right.
It's no different. It's no different.
Right.
I just have a partner.
But it's always that I'm a fast talker, and you know you can't fast talk a street guy. So it's like that fast talking go out the right. window. Okay, what is it that you need from us? Because obviously you need us to help you do something with this location. What do you need from us? And it's exactly. like straightforward with exactly. him. So it's no in between. It's not no beating around the bush. He's straightforward. Our meetings don't last very long when he goes, because most people can't handle him.
Yeah, he sees yeah. right through the minutia. And like, let's get to the point. And I mean, I like the fact that you say that, because it's just me. But I don't have time to go sit in meaningless meetings. I don't have time to deal with people who don't have their stuff together. So, for example, if someone wants to meet with me, and I hate to say it this way, but you need to have all your ducks and stuff in a row before we meet up, because my time is limited. And it's not to not value your time or to value you as a person, but I know what my tolerance is, and I know that I'm a personality. My goal is to get from point A to point B the quickest way possible in the most efficient and less and cost-effective way to get there. So you can't give me a lot of fluff. You can't waste a lot of my time, because I'm not going to pay attention to you. You really have literally probably about 10 seconds to 5 minutes to capture my attention and to keep me there. Otherwise, it's just not going to be good.
And I totally agree with you. Sometimes, and that, the way my OCD is set up, if I see that you are flustered when you meeting with me, I'm like, and I'll look at my assistant and she'll be like, Nikki, stop. I'm like, you know. I don't have, like... She says between the two of us, me and him, she was like, I don't know who's worse with you two, but I can look at your face and see what you are about to say. Him, I can't read him, so I don't know what he's going to say. Just expect the unexpected. For me, right. it's like, as soon as my head turned to the side, like, wait a minute, what? she already know I'm about to say something that they might not like.
Right.
Like, I done turned in my thuggish ways, but I sure will cuss you out with a smile, have you in the bathroom crying, playing around with me and my business. Right. Don't play with me.
Right. That is so true. That is key. And I think this is a good segue here for you to talk about, like, some of the obstacles, you know, that you face as a small business owner. Like, what are some of the things that can get in your way to kind of deter you from what
some of the obstacles that we have faced is just like, sometimes people ignore the smaller businesses. If you're not already popping, as they say, they kind of brush over you. Like, oh, they're nobody. I don't want to deal with them. Or you're not big enough to qualify for certain things, whether it's monies and grants. Or like, oh, are you making this amount of money a year? And I'm like, I'm a small business. How am I making that? And I just been in business a year. How are you asking me if I'm producing this amount of money? If I was producing this amount of money, why would I need a grant? So a lot of times funding for smaller businesses, yeah, that's why a lot of us keep our 9-to-5 so that we can still fund our business until we really get on that platform. We don't need that 9-to-5 anymore, but it's hard for a small business when they have to do everything by what do I have left over from my paycheck. I can't be my paycheck because I got bills and I got other things that I got to pay too. So it's like, we pay for being entrepreneurs. Nothing's given to us. And a lot of obstacles come with funding and making sure you have enough stuff to make this. And, oh, I can make this time, but next time I got to wait on that. That got to be out of stock for a little while. It's really, really hard.
It's hard
for smaller businesses. Like, you don't have that cash on hand to make sure you do what you do because they don't really see.
Right.
You will give one of these big corporations $1 million. If a small business say, can I get 10, 15,000?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no, we can't give that to you. But you giving them $1 million and they going bankrupt.
Right.
It's hard. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes working with different businesses because everything, as we said earlier, sometimes it's about competition versus collaboration. It's like a lot of people say they want to collaborate, but if they feel like they're doing more than you're doing more than them, then they don't want to collaborate with you. So it's like,
That definitely is it.
It's really hard for smaller businesses and entrepreneurs that, you know, made it, started at the bottom, now I'm here. It's like, you have to work 10 times as hard for when they could just go and put a commercial on TV and everybody run into the store.
Yeah.
Just so hard for us. It's really hard for us.
Right.
And again, some people say they want to help small businesses, but we've encountered where people, we've reached out to people. Hey, can we vend? Do you mind? We're a new business. We explain everything. We go into detail. They totally ignored us. Really only really started getting booked within the past year. Like my first vending event, like, one of them, we was the only one that show up. It was bad weather outside, snowing in Massachusetts. We were the only one that show up. We made that bread, though. We was the only one that showed up, and people still came out and supported us. And I tell people all the time, I don't care if it's only 3 vendors. If I meet someone new or if someone picks up my card, they might not buy nothing today, but they're going to keep that card, and they're going to buy something later on.
Right. Right. That's so, so true. I think that's key when you think about, you know, as a small business owner. And, you know, just think about, too, like we just talked about being a wife, being a mom, also an entrepreneur. Think about self-care. You know, why is that important to you? Tell us, you know,
so
why,
but also self-care is, that you do for is self-care. Mental, physical, and emotional. And people don't realize it's three things. It's not just one. So yeah, I take care of my skin, but I have things that I do. Like I cleanse my face every night with a turmeric soap. I use an oil on my face. I do not use lotion. And this is for all of us. And it's just like, oh, why you don't use lotion? Lotion is harsh on the skin. Your face is more sensitive than your arms and your legs. So using an oil, yeah, and I use a rosehip oil. Now I'm using a rosehip, but I switch between rosehip and an argan oil, and I don't make these oils. I get them actually from a different from another black owned business, and I use them on my face because there are certain things that I make and there are certain things that I don't. I stay in my lane. I'm not trying to be over here trying to make oils for the face when that's not what I do. So I use scrubs on my body. I do a scrub on my body twice a week. And I get the exfoliating gloves, get a scrub, and I scrub my body. This is twice a week just to get the dead skins off, just to make sure that you're cleaning, a deep cleaning. And that's from head to toe. Feet, right. Legs, arms, right. Behind, because out here having these bumpy butts ain't what it do, boo. Gotta stay smooth. I believe in making sure that, you know, I'm silky smooth all the time. So it takes a little more time to do. Doing a facial for yourself, doing a mud mask, just a lip scrub. I do a lip scrub twice a week, just like I do my body scrub. These are things that you do to keep your skin looking vibrant, looking that having that nice glow. So you're not beating, you beat your body up every single day by running, doing this, putting on clothes and all of these extra things and these bras and these everything else that you got to keep putting on. You're beating your body up. So it's like you got to come home and take care of yourself and get right with some real nice products so that you can make sure that your body, you're taking care of your body. So yeah, I deal with only the outside portion of it, but I know you need to. I don't care if you have, when you're doing your self-care, you sit there and you meditate and you write in a journal, you do whatever it is you need to do to make sure that you feel good from the inside out.
Right.
We forget that sometimes. It was like,
That is
so I used true. To wonder why I used to take my mama so long to get dressed. Like she'd be there. We been and got dressed sitting on the couch waiting and she's still in there getting dressed. What is you doing? Well, we've been dressed for like 25 minutes and you still ain't done. But when she came out, she was smelling good. And you were saying, well, why she smell like that and I don't? It's like,
right.
So all of that time they was using the little dusting powder on their chests. Yeah. You know? So it's like you were sitting there, you're like, then when you went in the powder, it's like you don't know nothing about no powder, but why are you using it? I smell good too. But our parents and back in the day, they took care of themselves. So these are things that they cared about. They took care of their hair. They made sure they look like. Now it's all about let's just hurry up and get dressed and let's throw on something. I almost had an asthma attack because somebody had on some of that doggone Bath and Body Works spray. Right. And I was like, what in the world? That alcohol and them flowers ain't working.
Like you say, buying them chemicals.
Go on, come on over here and try this honey blossom on you, boo.
Right. Right. Wow. Yeah, that just, yeah. It makes sense, and you think about it too, like, self-care is not
it
just
is
the outside.
So
it's also
true.
The
you
inside
have to take
too.
Care inside out versus outside in, like, what you're putting in your body, what you're drinking. Are you drinking enough water? Do you know water make your skin look good? So people are drinking. I know people that won't even drink no darn water. Yeah. Like, how you not drink no water?
Right. Right. And I used to be bad like that. Like, I'll drink it now, but I used to be like, everything I drink got water in it.
Sound like my sister. She was like, ooh, I just need a soda.
And then I got sick.
I'm like, you need us. And they hate coming to my house, because in my house, we got water, we got lemonade, we might have some tea, and I got seltzer water. I love seltzer water. So they looking like, I don't care if it's nothing to drink. I ain't drinking that. Well, that's fine too. The most soda going in my body is when I'm sick and I got a ginger ale.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
it's just really about taking care of yourself and making sure you're good for yourself. And we're gonna start incorporating some affirmations on some of the body butters and the oils, just so that when people are using the product every single day, there's an affirmation so that they can read, like, you are a wonderful individual. Just things so that they can read daily. And it's just like, it's just an extra push for people to really practice self-care.
Right. I think that's dope to do something like that. I think it really, really will help people, because we go through a lot sometimes, and sometimes you just need that little push. You just need somebody to just say, you know, something really nice and something that's, you know, feeds into your spirit. Even if you're just doing like a daily task, such as taking care of your skin or taking care of your body or something like that. So, I love it. I love
that. That was my idea. That wasn't his.
I really, really think that's awesome. Oh my gosh. So, I definitely have enjoyed our conversation. So, I want to close us out with, what advice would you give other entrepreneurs
not to give up,
you know, are starting out?
Believe in what you're doing and don't let others dictate how you do it.
I think that's key. I think that's a word right there. Yes. Definitely. Yes. 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 I think that's so, so key. I love that. Especially like when you're in those beginning phases, stuff just don't come, you know? Stuff just don't come like that. You got to work. And people want to give up so easily. So I really, really am glad that you said that. So now I know you do vending.
Well, we haven't vended in other states. We've been sponsors to different, mind you, I don't know a lot of these people. I've met these people. They give us the most love. I've never met a lot of the people that I talk to on Instagram. I've never met any of them. The only person that I have met in person was Rhonda from Soaps and Butters, because she's from Cali. But other than that, like my Philly people, my Georgia people, my Louisiana people, Texas, I don't know any of these people personally. I've only met them and spoke with them through business, but they've all invited us to come and vend. We were like, well, you know what? We can't really do that right now. The way it's like, we really can't just jump on a flight and come and vend. But we always try to sponsor or send a basket or do something so that people can still experience us in those different states. The goal is to start vending in other states as soon as this bread come up a little bit, these racks come in, then, you know, possibly going and vending in different states so that everybody can experience it. Because They know us in Massachusetts. They know us in Georgia. They know us in Philly. But I want people to know us all over.
Exactly. Exactly. And that makes sense, you know, for you to be able to want to do that too. I definitely have enjoyed our conversation. I certainly will be ordering some stuff. I definitely want to think more about what I'm putting on my skin. And then, I mean, I have two kids. Like, I have a 23-year-old. I have a 21-year-old. And they do suffer from breakouts, even at this age that they're at. So I definitely want to see, you know, how your products will work for them, so that they can stop, like, running in circles, buying this black soap, buying this, buying that. I'm like, I'm so sick of y'all.
I will forewarn you, our products are very addictive. It's addictive. And I'm not going to front, like, I've had people say, like, you know, I don't buy no other soap no more, right? I'm like, why? Because I started using this, and the way it just makes me feel different. Like, I feel like just different. Like, it gives me some energy, and it's like, okay, got you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I have certainly appreciated our chat, Nikki. Thank you so much for, you know, talking to my listeners. I will definitely put all of your information in the show notes so that they can definitely go to your website and purchase, get connected with you on social media. And definitely when you're ready to vent elsewhere, I know tons of events, as well as Jermell. We know he does too. We gonna get your stuff where it needs to be, so your brand can definitely grow.
I mean, thank you, but I thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Anywhere that we can promote each other and do something, I'm all for it. I believe in collaborations and helping each other out.
Right, I appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that. Well, thanks so much for being on Confessions of a CEO. And we'll definitely, you know, have something.
All right. Thank you so much, Queen.
More about your products and stuff.
You too.